Be'ezrat Mizbach, we begin Perek Hamishah, the fifth chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Me'ilah, and the laws of misappropriation of Hekdesh in the Sefer Avodah, in the Book of Service, in the Beis Hamikdash, which in this Perek we discuss if someone sanctifies something for the Bedek HaBayis, and as the Rambam gives Halacha Aleph, it will depend if it's something that is a fit for the actual temple upkeep, or if it's not, regarding to its Halacha of Me'ilah, that could be, it's not going to make a difference. So Echad HaMakdesh LeBedek HaBayis, whether someone sanctifies to the temple upkeep, which is the temple treasury, not for the kachem mizbeach, not something that's brought to the carbon. He sanctifies David or l'chazek abedek, something that's actually fit to strengthen the actual buildings. Could go in ebon kaida, a stone or a beam. Oh yeah, makdish l'bedek abayis David or l'mizbeach. Let's say sanctifies to the bedek abayis something that's fit for the mizbeach. Could go in kvasim atoidim, like lambs and turtle doves. Oh yeah, makdish l'mizbeach, or the other way around. Let's say sanctifies to the mizbeach, which is a separate entity of hektish. David or l'bedek abayis, something that's fit for the temple upkeep. Could go in ebon kaida, like a stone or a beam. Oh, actually, hamakdash lezeh lezeh, or he sanctifies to either one of those departments. Devarim she'inim rum lezeh lezeh, things that's not fit for either one of those departments. Kugun hamakdash hanugun, let's say, sanctifies chickens. Bechemetz v'tzir, or vinegar and brine, or karko, or real estate, which it's not used for temple upkeep, and neither for carbon. Or afele hekdash ashpa, or even if he sanctifies a garbage dump. Malay zevel ayafer, or afer, that's filled with fertilizer, or earth, or ashes. Still, Moilam Akulam, Meshasha Hukdishu, there's going to be Me'ilah and all these things the moment it's sanctified. Achi, Padu, Devan, or only Padu, until it's redeemed, if it's something that's fit to be redeemed. Halacha Beis tells us that they also combine. Kol Kotche Bedek Abayas, all these the sanctified items of the Bedek Abayas. Im Devan, Shemoilam, Ben Mekotche Mizbech, together with things, because not everything does, but together with things they have Me'ilah from the Kotche Mizbech, Mitzdor from Zem Mizem Me'ilah, they combine with each other for the laws of Me'ilah. And if one had pleasure, the worth of a pruta from all of them together, mol, it's committed me'ilah. So to Halacha Gimel continues, says, ach, let's say he ate. The hechel is chaver, he gave his friend to eat also. Or he had pleasure, and he gave pleasure to his friend from a hechel shayim. Achilasai banos chaver, his eating and his friend's pleasure. Achil is chaver banos, or his friend's eating and his pleasure. Kulam esav l'me'ilah, ol kamach me'ilah. Dem nasim nakol hanoi b'pruta, and if from all that was a pleasure worth of a pruta, mol, it's committed me'ilah. More, Halacha Dalet says, this misappropriation combines even for a period of a long time. Let's say he had pleasure from the Hekdesh today. Let's say half a pruta. He had pleasure from Hekdesh many years later. But it's all behel mechel, one lapse of awareness, he never became aware of it. In the meantime, that's going to be combined for the share of a shava pruta, and it's going to be considered as me'ilah. Now, halacha qualifies the when do we say the halacha me'ilah, and certain things have different criteria. So, the law of misappropriation only applies to something that's detached from the ground. But if let's say it has pleasure from the land itself or from what is attached to the land, it's not committed me'ilah even when he had created deficiency in the hektish item. So, if someone, let's say, plows a field of hektish, or plants in it, he's exempt because the pleasure he's getting is from the land itself. Let's say, he takes from the dust of the earth. Venenaban, he has pleasure in upugama, and he has created deficiency in the land. Oh, then Mol is committed me'ilah because the dust is not attached to the ground. Let's have dash b'stei hektish. Someone threshes, he takes his wheat and he threshes in the field of hektish. So Mol is committed me'ilah. You know why? Sha'abuk shalom mo'ilah sadeh, or the girsa should be ladisha, because the dust actually helps him in his threshing, and that benefit he's having is from that which is not actually connected to the ground. Two criteria, which as we'll see, certain things, if it could be created deficiency, actually requires the deficiency to be chayv me'ilah. So you're doing pegima, you're ruining the field, and you're also having the pleasure from the dust. Let's say someone is plowing a field of hektish. Because he actually, as he's plowing, wants that the dust from the earth should rise for the herbs that he had put over there. And then he takes the herbs. Also, Mol is committed me'ilah because, again, that dust is detached and he had pleasure from that. Let's say Adab Ma'ars Hektish. Let's say someone dwells in a cave owned by Hektish, or in the shade of a tree of Hektish, or in a dovecot of Hektish. Well, Avabishanen, although he had benefit, Lo'imah is not committed me'ilah again because he's having pleasure from something that's attached to the ground. Vechein HaMaktish Ba'is Bana. Let's say someone sanctifies a built house. Hadar Boy Le'mah. If someone lives over there, not committed me'ilah. Now, in contrast, Avol Makdish eats him. But let's say someone sanctifies wood, Vavon and stone, Ubonim and mice, and then he uses those Hekdashim to build a house. Hadar Shamol, someone who does dwell over there, had committed me'ilah kamash well, like will be explained, because that's not it was not always something that was attached to the ground in its Hekdash state. Halach Abav continues on this, although he's saying that there's no me'ilah regarding the actual land itself, But what's the halacha with geduli hektish, with growth of hektish? So geduli hektish moilim behem. So the growth of hektish, there is a halacha of me'ila, ketzer aso, meaning even though it's not the item the woman is makdish itself, it's an outgrowth of that, there is me'ila, ketzer aso. So hektish shadda, let's say he sanctified a field, vaitzi aso, and then it brought forth grass, or elon vasa pears, he sanctified a tree, and now it makes produce, moilim behem, there's me'ila in those growths of hektish. Now, avlo makdish es aboy reikon, but let's say he sanctified a pit that was empty. Then they fill it with water, or hikdash ashpoy, he sanctified a garbage dump. Vachkach nesmal zevel, now it's filled with fertilizer, or shevach, or he sanctified a dovka. But nesmal yim, now it's filled with doves. Choyil ve'in gedul hekdash, since it's not intrinsic outgrowth of the hekdash item itself, yeah, it's filled up from other places, but it's not from the thing itself. So in one of them, there's not going to be me'ilo with it. And actually, bechina zevel va'peder shebechatzah hekdash. Even the fertilizer and the waste matter in the courtyard of hekdash, which these are from the annals of hekdash, you're not supposed to have benefit because it's hektish, but there's no me'ila because it's not an outgrowth of the field itself. Now, my asabhem, and so what should you do with those that fertilizer? You sell it, and the proceeds are used for the chamber of the shiur halishka, that which is the leftovers of the chamber of where the shkolim are. Mayan, if there's a spring, that comes out of a field of hektish. So, aslohanis b'mayim shiyetim men b'teich asada. It's forbidden that benefit from that water that comes out from that spring, which that's within the field of hektish. But if someone has pleasure, it's not an outgrowth of the field itself. Now let's say the water went out of the field of hektish, then actually then you could even have benefit from that water. So to arjava hagadel b'stei hektish, if you have a willow that's growing in the field of hektish, one should not have benefit from it, but b'lemel is not going to be me'ilo again because it's not fit for anything. Ilan shel hadjit. If there's a tree of a regular person, hasamach l'stei hektish, that's close to this field of hektish. V'sharash v'yitzim teich asadeh, now the roots of the person's tree are going into the field of hektish, so it depends. Im beinoy l'bein asadeh shel hektish, if between his tree and the hektish's field is at sheish esri ames, it's within 16 ames. So ha'ayisim ha'sharashim shebeteich asadeh asudin. So the roots that are in the field of hektish, they're forbidden, because ultimately it's in the field of hektish. But if whoever has benefit from that, it's not going to be me'ilah, because ultimately within 16 amas we consider it as nourishing from the tree, as it's connected to the tree and it's the person's tree. But let's say that tree was more than 16 amas away from that hektish field, and the roots are going beyond 16 amas into the hektish field. And then someone has benefit from those roots, which are not considered connected anymore to the tree, and it's like considered part of the hektish field, one has committed me'ilah. Now, let's say the reverse. Ilon shel hektish, a tree of hektish, hasamach l'stei hektish, that's close to a regular person's field. V'sharash v'yitzim teich asadeh, now the roots of the hektish tree are going into the person's field. So again, here too, if it's within 16 amas, the moil mem is mil, because it's considered part of the hektish tree. If it's more than 16 amas away, so those roots that are now in the hedged field, initially one should not have benefit from it because it's from the hektish tree. But v'loy mem, there's not going to be mil again because it's more than 16 amas away from the hektish tree itself. Halacha Zayin, similarly, ken shabaresha ilan shal hektish. If there's a nest on the top of a tree of hektish, shabana oisin oif me'itzim asam makir yitzimam, where the birds went and built it from wood and grass and same things like that they gather from all around. So kala ken ima beitzim shabay. So the whole nest with the eggs that are inside, ima freich matzichim imam, with the chicks that still need their mother, because if it didn't need the mother, then they, if they know how to fly around and get their own food, then they're totally permitted. But here, they need the nest. And the nest itself, the halacha is on all these things that in Nenbem, one should not have benefit from it because it's on the hektish tree. But Banen Lemol, but someone has benefit, he's not committed me'ilah because this is not an intrinsically an item of hektish, it's not the tree itself. Now, halacha chas continues when one is makdish something, what's included in that hektish? So, makdish is a yar, someone sanctifies a forest. So Moilam Makula is Mila on the whole forest. Bain Bilan is whether in the trees, Bain Bechol Kin Shabarish Ilan's whether all the nests that are on top of the trees here, it's different. Because it's not like the tree is hektish and then you have a nest on top of that. Everything in the forest, including the nest on top, are all with sanctified. Or Shabanim or whatever is between the trees, everything becomes sanctified. Now, Halacha tells Gizbarim, the treasurers, Shashipu Atzei Hektish, that they are smoothing out with a plane, which is a tool of a carpenter, the woods of hektish. But Katsuism, and they're cutting them. So there's going to be me'ila on those small pieces of wood that they had cut off from the moment that it's cut off, which those are used for straightening out the building. They have utility. So those are considered part of the me'ila. But there's not going to be me'ila not on those small little pieces that are cut off to make the piece of wood straight. V'lib and the sayers are not on the sawdust, which those little particles that fall off when they're sawing. V'lib and the v'yishal etzim, which is mehu haguf hakoshe ha'ogol. This is the hard, round, knotty part that's in the tree itself. Hadimalei buzz, which is similar to like what a wart is. Shalayzak l'malacha, which is not successful doing any work with it, so that wouldn't be me'ila on these items. Halacha yod, hamakdish abdoi. Someone sanctifies his slave. So imoil, but there's no me'ila on the slave because slaves halachically are considered like real estate, like karka, and there's no me'ila on karka, like we said. And v'lib b'sari, not even on his hair, although his hair is ultimately going to be cut off, but because now it's attached to his head. And as long as it's attached to his head, it keeps on getting better and better. So we could say it's part of him, and there's no me'ila on him, just like there's no me'ila if someone, let's say, used his hair for something. Someone's planting the produce of hektish. So when he's planting the produce, he should redeem them because it's pears of hektish, which you're not allowed to use for your own purposes. Now, but even if he doesn't redeem it, here, the growths, unlike when it's the ground itself, which is hektish and bringing forth, which is a manifestation of the thing, here the growth actually are going to be chulin, going to be unconsecrated, the emoil mem, because actually it totally deteriorates and decomposes, and actually what comes out is something new, and therefore it's chulin, and there's not going to be il on them. And a related halacha, which actually, but if let's say someone had me'ila in some other hektish item, he's not allowed to pay up the principal and the fifth from these growths. And again, these growths will be chayiv in the matnas kahuna of hafrashas chala. Halachi Beis continues regarding items that are secondary. Shemarim shel hektish, the dregs, the sediments of let's say wine that were hektish, where those sediments they would make a beverage called temet, which still has some alcohol content if you reuse those dregs. So they would pour water in it and make a drink out of it. So shenasn leimaim, if you put on water on these dregs, rishon once, sheni a second time, shlishon a third time, meaning three different drinks, so aslan's by, you know, have benefit from those drinks, and vanenu leimol, but whoever had benefit is not going to commit meila because the prohibition is only rabbinic. Now if via fourth time, that drink is going to be mutzig, be permitted, because that's already considered as just water. Now remember, when do we say this all? Because kachabedik abayis is only by if these dregs of hektish were from kachabedik abayis. Of course, is be'ach. Even the fourth time on, forever and ever, it's going to be forbidden, because since Kashem Mizbech have a physical sanctity, it's going to be forbidden forever. Halachid Gimel, which again, we have wine, we have dregs from the Nisach HaYayin, from it's Kashem Mizbech. Halachid Gimel, Makdash Tana Goyzel Mizbech. If someone sanctifies a chicken for the Mizbech, which obviously you can't use a chicken for the Mizbech, there's no such carbon, so Moilim Ba'al B'Bitzasa, actually the meal is going to be on it and on its eggs. And so to Hikdush Chamoilim Mizbech, we have to sanctify a donkey from Mizbech, which obviously is not being brought as a carbon. Moilim Ba'al B'Chalav, there's meal on it and on its milk, because since it's not from the Mizbech, it's essentially considered like it has Kedusha's dumb and monetary sanctity, which is you're going to sell it and use its monies for things fit to Mizbech, so all its monetary proceeds, which includes the eggs and the milk, are fit for that, and therefore they all have a halacha of meal. So too, Hikdush Term Le'Bedek Abayis, let's say sanctify turtle doves for the Bedek Abayis, which obviously, it's not for the Mizbech, because the Mizbech actually would not be in its eggs. But for the Bedek HaBayis, again, it's monetary proceeds. So Moilman, there's going to be Mila on them and on their eggs, commission, like we explained in Paragim HaLachiyid Beis. HaLachiyid Dalad, Kosnes Kuhuna Shabalu, the garments of Kahanim that got worn out. So Moilman, Kashar Kadashim, so there's Mila on them, like all other Kadashim, because it's still owned by Hektish, and they can do whatever they need with it. But actually, B'Hachadashim, the new garments, actually, Hoil Benit Lahanzban, since the Kahanim could have benefit for them, because actually they could still wear them for the Avodah. So actually, in Moilim, they're in the Nakhmim Ila, because they're allowed to have benefit from it, and therefore there's no Me'ila. But if it's worn out, which they're not going to wear for Avodah, then they have no rights to use it, and if actually there is going to be Me'ila. Halachat Ezvav, Kachi Goyim, Kachim that were sanctified by Goyim, by Gentiles, Imla Bedika Baisik Dishu, if they were sanctified for the temple upkeep, so Moilim, there's going to be Me'ila. But if they were sanctified as a carbon, then actually in bem meal min atara, people could actually use no meal of kishnem. But Kabban says regarding the Kabban is dabal b'nei Yisrael, which does not apply the halacha meila of kachay carbonus to a non-Jew. Avolos lands bem mederesem, but rabbinically you now have benefit of kachay goyim, even of kachay mizbech. Halacha design koil regarding sound umara and vision and verech and fragrance. Shall hektish of hektish items. So halacha is loy nan. One should not have benefit again from hektish item. But loy man is not going to be me'ila on these things. But men, from when do we say this regarding that of fragrance? Is kashadeich by ketores. Let's say he smelled the incense, which is that of Hektish, having benefit from it, achash al sati maris, after the pillar of smoke has already gone up, where the halacha is, once the mitzvah is done, there's no halacha of me'ilah anymore. But let's say he's smelling the keteris as the smoke is going up, which is not finished going up yet. Oh, then ma'ol has committed me'ilah because the mitzvah was not finished, and yet you're having benefit from hektish item. But by koil amana, there's no substance to them at all, to sound and to visual, to say that there's something that of substance versus a fragrance, there's something there, and therefore there's never going to be me'ilah, no matter when the person has that benefit.